Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
A turbulent start for the Barracuda results in San Jose playing from behind all game long, and they just couldn't dig their way out. They fall by a final score of 5-3 at the hands of the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Their first loss against Coachella Valley in this, the seventh meeting on the eight-game season series. Barracuda had a chance to win back-to-back games on this road trip after a great performance last night in Ontario, but just a horrid start. They give up a couple of goals in the first 5.5 minutes of the hockey game, and they could never come back in the contest as Coachella Valley makes it wins now in four straight, and they move 7 points ahead of the Barracuda in the Pacific Division. Coachella Valley now up to 64 points on the year. The Barracuda stay put at 57. The Firebirds are now 29-17-1-5, winners of four straight. The Barracuda are 26-19-2-3 and 10-13-1-1 away from home. Coachella Valley now 16-8-0-4 here at the Acrisure Arena. Final shots 30-29 in favor of the Firebirds. Both teams go 0-for on the power play. Firebirds 0-for-3, Barracuda 0-for-1. But let's recap this game. Unfortunately, the first puck that went on net would go in. And even more unfortunate was it was off of Barracuda's stick. Jimmy Schultz, the captain, in a bit of a scrambly play that has the puck go into the crease. Schultz tried to guide it back to his goaltender, Arundel, wasn't ready for it, and it beats him through the five hole. And the Firebirds would take an early lead. 48 seconds into the game, Yanni Newman would be credited with it as he touched it last for Coachella Valley, his team leading 23rd of the year. Affiliate of the Seattle Kraken, Furlong back into his own zone. Schultz got to hurry, and he just put the puck in his own net. Take a 1-0 lead here on an own goal by the Barracuda. I believe the last player to touch the puck was Yanni Newman. So a goal by Yanni Newman gives Coachella Valley a 1-0 lead. That comes 48 seconds into the game. Firebirds were not done. They would take a 2-0 lead on a goal at 5:41 from the left point from defenseman Gustav Olofsson, his first in 23 games and a shot of the year.
Invited from well out. Save is made by Dell. Pulled back in by the Firebirds. Given off left side. Slung to the net. And they score.
Trail by a pair. So the Barracuda early in the game down by two. They would settle down. They'd kill off consecutive Firebird power plays in the first and then get on the board themselves. A great individual effort from Daniil Gushchin. He'd carry the puck through the neutral zone, gain the line, veer left, and then swing one against the grain off the post and in to beat goaltender Philip Grubauer. The time of the goal for Gushchin at 16:44 is 15th of the year from Regenda in Colin White.
Where it's Colin White picks the puck up, guides for Regenda, bumped along right side Gushchin, and Gushchin will work over the red line. He's into the offensive zone now. Gushchin holding onto the puck. Takes it wide. Left shoots off the post and scores!
A brilliant individual effort from Daniil Gushchin as he just kept holding onto that puck, gaining the line, veering left and putting it off the pipe and in. And the Barracuda on the board. So that kind of settled things down for the Cuda in the first period, and that was the score that we carry into the intermission. 2-1 lead for Coachella Valley after one. In the second, the Barracuda will go back to the penalty box. Third time of the game, Jimmy Schultz, the captain, called for holding the stick at 5:39. And on the ensuing power play, it was the Barracuda who would get the first chance. A shorthanded bid from Ethan Cardwell. It would be turned aside. It was actually fluttering and spinning in the blue paint, but would not go. And then back in transition, Yanni Newman would have a glorious one-time look, but Arundel with a swiping left glove save a beauty to keep it at a 2-1 score. Runs down the puck, busting in, trying to get the shot off, and it was spinning along the goal line, but pulled off the line by Brouillard. Great effort there by Cardwell because he had a man right on his heels. He nearly tucked it home. Now Brouillard, left point, gives off for Byro. Down low, spinning pass, one-timer. Oh, my, what a glove save by Aaron Dell. A thing of beauty as he robs Yanni Newman, parked on the far right flank. Great save from Aaron Dell, an absolute larceny stop with the glove. Fan kept it a 2-1 score. Unfortunately, on that power play, Coachella Valley, they were mounting the pressure. They would finally bust through. Jagger Furkus would tuck one in, inside the near post, his 11th of the year, from John Hayden and Edward Chalet. Would make it 3-1. Time of the goal for Furkus at 7:42 of the second period. Far side, hands off Newman, trying to seam a pass. Furkus didn't get through. Back to Furkus, and he scores. Too much pressure from the Firebirds, and they finally cash in. Jagger Furkus on the power play, and you just feel for Aaron Dell. He did everything humanly possible on that penalty kill. So the Firebirds take a 3-1 lead. They were not done at 15:33. They would add to their advantage. Ben Myers walks around. Dell makes it 4-1. Right on the right point, back down low for Goyette. Has the puck, seems to pass in tight. Myers walking around. Dell, he scores. He walks around Dell and tucks it home. Nice little move from in tight by Ben Myers, his 19th of the year. So the Barracuda down by 3 for the first time in the game. They would push back exactly 2 minutes later. Andrew Podorolski, who has just tormented his former club this year, would pot his 21st of the year to make it a 4-2 Coachella Valley lead. For Podorolski. Podorolski directs it up high to the point for Cardwell. Little slap pass near side. Low slot, quick shot. Podorolski scores. That's a huge goal late in the period from the former Firebird to cut the lead back down to 2. So it made it a 4-2 score. That score would hold through the first 2 periods, so we'd head to the third with the Barracuda trailing by a pair. In the third, the Barracuda, I thought, played quite well. They just didn't have much to show for it. They'd outshoot the Firebirds 15-5, but late in the frame, under a minute to go, with their net empty, Luca Cagnoni would swing the puck on net, and Colin White would tip it in to get the Barracuda within the goal and make them feel certainly like they had some life. Failed clear, Podorolski. Regenda, Cagnoni shoots, they score! It's tipped in with 45.3 seconds left here in regulation, and not so fast. Colin White has a goal. Time of the tally at 19:15 of the third period. So Colin White tips home his 8th of the year from Cagnoni and Regenda, and the Barracuda, with under a minute to go, 45 seconds left in regulation, still had life. So they'd get control off the ensuing faceoff. Dell would scamper back over to the bench, and they had this chance, down by a goal to tie it up. Ethan Cardwell, oh so close to tying the score. Grubauer in the snow angel in the crease, fighting to keep it out, and unfortunately, he would hold on to it, get it into his equipment for the whistle. Podorolski. Morrison pulls it in. He'll lay it down low, but right to White. White wraps in front. Whoa, what a chance for Cardwell. In a snow angel is Grubauer, and the puck wouldn't go. Oh, what a chance for Ethan Cardwell, and somehow it didn't end up past goaltender Grubauer. That was the chance to tie it up. Unfortunately, it would not go. Coachella Valley would score an empty netter with 2 seconds left. Logan Morrison is 11th of the year as Coachella Valley makes it wins in now 4 straight. Their 16th win of the year on home ice. They are 8 games above 500 here at Acrisure Arena. They are up to 64 points on the year. That is 7 points ahead of the Barracuda. Barracuda chasing Coachella Valley for that 4th spot in the division. With the win, the Firebirds leapfrog 3 different teams. Now, Calgary and Ontario in action tonight, so that will change. But for the time being, the Firebirds moving into sole position and possession of the number 1 spot in the AHL Pacific. There are 4 teams jockeying for that top spot. 3 of them tied at 63 points coming into today. Colorado, Calgary, and Ontario. But it's Coachella Valley up to 64 points. who moves into the driver's seat, top spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. These teams will wrap up their eight-game season series in this building in April on April the 9th. Barracuda return back home on Wednesday. They will host the Bakersfield Condors at 7 o'clock as they return home to begin a four-game homestand. Certainly, those games are going to be critically important for the Barracuda as they try to build some momentum on home ice. Meanwhile, Coachella Valley just wrapping up a homestand. They now hit the road for a pair against Henderson coming up midweek as they travel to the Lees Family Forum. They'll play one game against Henderson and then are in San Diego and finish up with a couple of games in Calgary on a four-game road trip. Tough one here for the Barracuda. Just started off on the right, started off on the wrong foot and just couldn't find their game in time before they were behind and were playing from behind all game long, and they fall by a final score of 5-3 here at Acrisure Arena. First loss against Coachella Valley. Barracuda now 6-1 against the Firebirds on the eight-game season series. We're back on the air on Wednesday. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 6:30 at sjbarracuda.com/listen. The Sharks out of Network, and of course on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app and on HL TV on Flow Hockey. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in, whether you listened or you watched. We dearly appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Wednesday. Final score from Acrisure Arena, the Firebirds 5, the Barracuda 3. Until Wednesday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San